Hello, and welcome to the Halloween episode of the Spike on the Mic Show.
Yes, this is Spike Check 1, Spike Check 2, Spike Check 3. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. This, I guess this is a Halloween edition because it is 10/28, and Halloween is usually on 10/31. Or, yeah, always on 10/31. And we're going to talk about that. I think there should be a movement to change that motro. But let's talk about that when we get into the show prep. I am he, ladies and gentlemen. I am here at our Palacios Studios here at 4215 West Hillsboro, also known as Hooters. That is the place to be. That is the place where we will sit here and try to entertain you, put some knowledge of nuggets through your eardrums, maybe make you laugh, make you smile, or make you go, what in the cuss word are they talking about? Because that's what half of these crew do when they listen to the Spike on the Mic Show. Speaking of the crew, I'm getting good at this. See how I make that dynamic segue? I can't do this alone, and I won't do this alone. So without further ado, I have to introduce the awesome crew. Directly in my peripheral vision, we have a man who's been homeschooled, and he's a doctor. He also has on a colored shirt. Yes, I said colored because I can say that. Now, you people can't say that, but I'll say it. He is the one, the only, Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a fun-sized Snickers to the bottom of the trick-or-treat bag.
Ooh, the bottom of the trick-or-treat bag. That means you're going to be all piled on and melted on.
Yeah, probably.
Well, that sounds like fun. No,
yeah.
Not so much. That's
once
only the fun side. Okay, you'll do it once a year.
Yeah.
All right, well then, the man who's putting the sounds through your eardrums to make the boom go boom, 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 boom. He is the one, the only, PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy, you know, who grew up in a building full of coloreds.
Too soon.
Yeah.
Too soon.
No, I mean... That's what they said. That's what we said. You know, that was the word you were supposed to use. Yeah,
but we're supposed to say
you weren't supposed to say Negro.
Yeah,
you weren't supposed to say that. You were supposed to say colored. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll have to go and check the archives, look it up, and see if that's true.
This happened like in the early 60s.
Okay.
Actually, late 50s.
Whoa, okay, yeah. I'm guessing...
That's more like late
50s. Yeah, all right, so I'll give you a pass, maybe.
All right.
I got to talk to the black people, the tall people, I'm sorry, right. I shouldn't say that. We'll figure out how that goes.
I lived in 209, right next to 219. They were 8 stories tall.
Right.
There was like a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, there was like 6 apartments on each floor, and... there was a lot of us.
Okay.
And a lot of them.
See, that throws a little monkey in the monkey wrenches of wrenches because I don't know, you know.
Yeah, it was Chinese people.
Oh. Okay. All right, well, then let's do this. Let's go ahead and introduce the real reason we're here.
Oh,
because
no.
Because we're here for one reason.
No. I don't know why you keep saying that every week.
Because some things are true.
Oh, wait. I take that back. It kisses your ass. Yeah.
We're here for one reason, ladies and gentlemen, and it is the voice of reason. Voice of reason, how you stigging?
Oh, he can't speak because I haven't pressed the button.
That didn't
now
help.
He can.
Testing. 1, 2. I'm sticking really good, but I'm kind of feeling like we're just the opening act for the World Series of Major League Baseball.
That's tomorrow.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, it is?
Yeah. They moved it.
Yeah.
They moved it to tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Okay, are they going to be playing it in Washington, D.C.?
Not anymore.
I know where you're going. Don't go there.
Be back in Houston.
Houston?
Yeah, don't go there.
Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah. The voice has a problem. Speaking of...
Well, still, it's a very early opening act for the World Series.
There you go. All right, also...
Of Major League Baseball.
There you go. Well, seeing that we're the opening act, I guess... I forgot what I want to say, but let's just talk to this next guy here, sitting directly in the Voice of Reason's peripheral vision. He is the man who knows all.
He does.
He called a smart ass. We like to call him Bill Smiles. Bill Smiles, how you sticking?
I'm thinking I might have to change my sticking answer after I'm introduced as a smart ass.
Hold on, cut that out. Let's do it again.
That's kind of rude.
Now, the guy that's sitting directly in the Voice of Reason's peripheral
vision.
Can't
cut that out. There's music in the background.
He is.
It'll be obvious.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Is the next sound you hear is going to be the man who is a savant. Mr. Savant, how you sticking?
Well, under this pressure, I don't know. I'd have to say I'm not sticking well at all. Thanks.
Wow. That was your third answer. Wow.
Yeah.
That's...
You had to scrap one and two.
Oh,
so I'm going to do this. Let's not cut any of this stuff out.
No.
Yeah, we don't mess
with
it. Yeah,
we're
keeping
it
in because we can't tell.
I don't know how I can cut it out. Yeah.
Serious. And also rounding out this awesome guest, this awesome crew of illegal riffraff in the shipping containers is the one, the only, the man who's now in control of your transportation liquids. We like to call him the Gas Man. Gas Man, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like I got booed at a baseball game.
Show prep.
Because my tire blew out on the way home. Now I got to buy some tires. Damn it.
But tires ain't pretty.
No, they're not.
Yeah, tires ain't
See,
pretty.
I really thought the reason you came here in an Uber is because you were already
Ubered.
Celebrating.
Oh, I was a little bit,
All right, yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course I was.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, now listen. There was something I wanted to say. Oh, you know, I call you guys the illegal riffraff in the shipping containers.
Yeah, somebody objecting to that?
Yeah, that's rude.
Yeah, I thought about that. I'm thinking maybe we should change that.
Really?
So.
This is going to be an improvement?
Yeah, we're going to be in
because
a dump.
Because all riffraff is not illegal.
Yeah, we're going to be in a dumpster now.
I can hardly wait.
No. See, this is what you guys going to be.
Crabs in a bucket?
Yeah.
No, I decided, I haven't decided. I think that I shouldn't label you people. I think maybe you guys should label yourself.
You people.
Yeah, you guys should label yourself.
What do you mean, you people?
So, I'm going to ask you guys to maybe, you might have the trouble with this, Voice of Reason, is to forward me or text me. What do you think you guys should be?
Yeah, he can't text you.
Should be called instead of the illegal riffraff. Right.
I've got it. Da, 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 da. The stars of our show.
Okay, see what happened is if I get a text, then
I was
going
thinking
to
become... Whitey's.
Whitey.
Yeah, the Whitey's.
Oh, great! That's all inclusive, huh?
Mostly inclusive.
Yeah. What about the tall man?
There's two tall men, and I see four. Whitey's. Yeah. As always.
Oh, okay.
As always, in the majority.
Yep.
Yeah.
I vote that the white people be called the tall people.
I just sent a text.
Oh, okay. Oh, we got one vote is in. So send in your vote, and then we will see. We will reveal.
Right. Are you going to look at your text?
No. I can't chew gum and walk at the same time.
This is great. Send the text.
This is much better than when.
Follow the instructions.
Yeah.
This is much better than when you just called us whatever you wanted.
But hold on a second. There's going to be the big reveal
You'll never read it.
The big reveal is going to be next week.
No.
When we are located where? Oh. We're located at Ferg's, right across from the Tropicana Field for the baseball stadium. If you remember, we did an awesome show last year about this time or somewhere around there when we introduced all the players of the stpeteradio.com. So we're going to.
Or radiostpete.com.
Yeah, radiostpete.com.
Yeah.
They were so enamored that they asked us back.
Yeah. We're doing it again.
We're doing it again. So if you are in the sound of my voice and you're not here or you listen to the show between now and Monday, we're going to be at Ferg's in St. Pete.
It is Monday.
It is?
Yeah.
No.
It is.
Yeah, that's why I know that's Monday. Now, why are you confusing me? I said I was going to go this whole show professional, did it?
Oh, no. Sorry.
Yeah, really.
Is there going to be a baseball game that day?
After you ignored following your instructions, I didn't have anything else to do but keep track of what day it was.
He sent you a text,
right?
And you refuse to read it now. That's just
absurd. Yeah, let's hear the text.
Yeah.
Come on.
No, it's going to be a big reveal.
You have a phone, don't you?
On Monday?
Yeah, it's going to be a big reveal of who you people
today?
Are.
No, we're going to have a lot to do on Monday. The stupid stuff that went on this week is not going to be
You mean the award-deserving?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The award-deserving stupid stuff that went on this week is not going to be part of next week.
So as of next week, we are no longer to be you people in the shipping container.
That's a good chance. Right. There's a good chance.
We're going to
That's
going to
happen on Monday?
Yeah, it's going yeah. Not, okay. not, yeah. Also, if we're lucky right. to keep going on with the housekeeping.
Keeping.
We're yeah. going to, we're scheduled to have a guest caller in tonight, so we have to make sure our phone lines are open. So
yeah,
you can
that's
give us
exciting.
A, you can give us a call yeah. at 813.
No, don't give the number out.
How are you saying we got to make sure the phone lines are clear, but if you want to give us a call, go ahead.
Yeah, that's just crazy.
I'll tell you, this is going to be one of them nights
is that professional?
When you guys are trying to get back in the shipping container.
No. No,
I like the illegal riffraff in the shipping container. Why would you change that? That's awesome.
I do.
Is that your text?
I'm just. Let me just put it this way.
My phone is charging.
It's very important because I'm supposed to receive a very important phone call. So please don't call me at 813-699-3900. Okay, yeah. Please don't call me at that number.
Right. Especially if you only want to flush the toilet. Yeah.
But you can call me at Eagle Transport at 813-626-3900.
What are you going to say, Braylor? Oh, shit. What is that our number?
No, it's my number.
Oh.
That's how close it is.
Is it 3900?
Yeah. It's one number on.
Wow.
Whoa, see?
So call dispatch and talk to me when I go back to work Wednesday.
Yeah.
Gas man.
Does our guest live locally, or is he calling from far away, or she? Is the person calling from far away?
It should be a local phone call.
Oh, cool.
Is it Lynn Austin? When am I ever going to meet her?
You never met her?
No.
Oh, she could come on.
Oh, damn.
She's been here.
I know. I wasn't here.
Wow. Okay, that's not part of the show prep, but damn. Okay, we have to make that happen, too. All right, so, Lynn, but you guys can participate and give us a call at 813-699-3900 and give us a call. You can be on the show because we're a caller-driven show, but that wasn't the entire all part of the housekeeping. There are some things we got to talk about.
What?
We have to at least talk about three things, right?
Oh. The past, the present, and the future.
Oh, I love our Monday dances.
Oh, thank you.
This is our Monday exercise. You guys need to get out there and do it. So whenever you're listening to the past, the present, and the future, you got to know that we're out here doing pelvic thrusting.
Yeah, we get up and we bounce around.
Shaking legs.
And we make it happen.
Oh, yes.
So.
I'm a little sore just from that little.
And I got some exercise when my tire blew out and I had to walk home.
Well, I'm a little teapot. Oh, stop
and
rot.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go ahead and talk to the sponsors real quick.
All right. The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com.
Welcome to Hooters! Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Oh, yeah.
All right, speaking of.
Bad news.
Oh, no.
He finished like
not top
99th
10.
Or something, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he wrecked. He had to go back, get his car fixed, and then came back out. Yeah, it was awful, yeah.
He should let the guy driving my Uber drive that car.
The incredible thing is he's still in the championship hunt. He's one of the top eight.
Well, he
is number eight.
He must got some good car insurance. You can wreck your car and get back on the road in the same within an hour. Because I had a little fender bender. It took me like 3 weeks to get my tank fixed.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Liberty.
No, Mutual.
That's like when I had my tire blew out, like a NASCAR. They can just keep driving around the track. I could go 10 feet.
I know,
And also, our new sponsors, KC Radio. How about sending us some of that delicious Kansas City barbecue.
Oh, man, yes.
Yeah. Speaking of...
Could we arrange that?
We need to get Phil in sales to back there to get on the job. We need some more sponsors, you know?
We have somebody named Phil?
Yeah, he's back there in sales? Yeah, in sales. He needs to get on his job and do some stuff.
He's in the back of the shipping container.
I need to speak to him.
Really? All right, so ladies and gentlemen, go ahead. I'm sorry.
We wouldn't object if a certain insurance company sent us a case of champagne.
I don't think an insurance company would send champagne.
There you go. Show killer. Yeah. There you go. Right on time. This is why we're here. You know this, right?
Yeah.
This
is exactly whatever they would like to send us. Yeah. I mean, they did get a
buckwheat cakes.
Buckwheat cakes?
All right. So
Liberty Mutual's going to send us buckwheat cakes?
Buckwheat cakes, yes.
All right.
Wow. This is what a buckwheat cake is.
Racist.
Isn't it? But listen, since we've already done all our housekeeping, keeping. I guess it's time to do topic changing music.
Well, here comes the first topic, which will feature our special guest who's going to call in right now.
Okay, I don't think we should push that special guest thing.
Because probably not going to happen.
Just in case, but you know, we just got to be.
It's an actual famous person. They're not going
to
call.
We have to hear, really. They probably mad that I got their number.
Exactly.
Me being one of those 911-100 sales people. I called the number, and I said, "Oh, are you this guy?" I'm like, "Yeah." So I wrote down the number, which is against the law when you're working the phone screen people.
Yeah.
So I wrote the number down, and then I text him, her, after the show, and then we never heard back from him. But anyway, the first topic is called "It's Good to Be White." Short.
It's good to be white. Short.
Yeah, short. It's good to be short.
Well, as a person who is both white and short, I think you're correct.
Right. I'm not so sure.
Really? Oh, well, you're very short. That's different. He didn't say very short.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Which of you is shorter?
Steve.
I am.
Yeah.
And which of you is whiter?
I am.
Yeah. That's both.
But see, they both of them, right?
There's only one way to tell.
Although, wait a minute.
I mean, because I am suntanned.
Yeah. Yeah, you have more of a tan?
We would have to do a lower comparison.
All right. No. So here's the thing. I grew up in the projects, right?
Yeah.
In New York City.
Sure.
What did I got to do with you? Go ahead.
No. His parents were Robles.
Rebels?
Robles, as in Robles Park in Tampa. Projects. So, you know.
So y'all like what the thing called?
Think he actually lived in the
projects. What the thing called, like, when you. When you're two sons from each other? No. It's the Kevin Bacon thing.
Yeah.
Steps
degrees.
Of separation.
Six degrees of separation.
Yeah.
2 degrees of separation.
I was going to say kindred spirits.
Nah. Yeah, we could have been married in a former life.
Yes.
Yeah. Do y'all know what the topic was called? It's good to be white short.
Good to be white short.
Y'all know, this is like old news, but it's good news. You guys didn't know who Felicity Huffman is?
I don't think it has anything to do with being short.
Felicity Huffman.
Huffman.
Yeah.
Actress.
Okay, so the story is, and you guys have to heard this, that this actress is one of 35 people who have been charged with the sweeping college administrations.
Yeah.
Well, she was sentenced to 14 days, and she's being released, or she has been released.
After 12.
After 11 days.
Oh, 11?
12.
I thought it was 12.
Oh, they moved it?
Yeah, I thought it was 12, too.
Okay, after 12 days. Oh, see, now y'all just piling on for the short lady.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the reason she was released, and you guys know that, is because her release date was scheduled on a Sunday.
Good behavior.
Nope. They say her release date, it was scheduled to be on a Sunday, and the Bureau of Prisons policy that allows a Friday release in case your scheduled date falls on a weekend.
Oh, that's nice.
Now, my question to you, the legal riff raff in the shipping containers.
Would that have happened for a black person?
If he was taller.
Yeah.
PW?
Absolutely not. he would have stayed another week.
What black tall person would only have a 14-day sentence?
Oh, all right.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Just cut to the chase. Yeah, really.
I see you.
All right, Dr. Captain Clark.
What black tall person is going to be in a position
that's
to
a double knob trumpet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't it like short white?
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's like white short.
Yeah, black tall.
What black tall person is going to be in a position to bribe college officials to get their kids into college?
Right.
Oh, plenty.
What?
Samuel Jones.
Well, wait a minute. No.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is not on TV anymore.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I forgot about
and you see what scholarships. Happened to, you see what happened
real
to,
scholarship.
What happened to the real black guy that played in New Jack City?
Yeah. He went to jail.
Yeah, really.
For more than 14 days.
Yeah, exactly. So my question to the legal chef, you already said, of course not. Gas man?
It depends on how much money you had.
Money?
Mm-hmm. Money?
So money would have made him short?
Money.
He might have got out of jail earlier. But to that point, like you say, Wesley Snipes went to jail and he's rich. Bill Cosby's in jail and he's rich. So, Maybe you might be onto something.
So you're saying it's not a tall,
but they went
short
big.
Thing?
They went big.
Right.
You know, that's never a good idea.
I usually think it's a money thing, but now that I think about it, I might be wrong. It is a tall thing.
Let's just say it didn't help.
It is a tall thing.
Let's say what?
Let's just say that being
tall
didn't help.
No.
But being short did.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I just had to flip that on you. Yeah. All right. So let's go ahead and ask the voice of reason. Voice of reason?
I think it's really being rich because, I mean, to have your release date on a Sunday, you'd have to be scheduled to go to court on a Sunday to go 14 days. And
no, Monday.
You're doing the math?
On a Monday? Okay. So
you don't have to go to court to get out of jail.
I know, but the 14 days would have been a Monday, but because
a phone call can do it.
One. Yeah. So the idea was...
Yeah, we both know that.
The release date wasn't Saturday or Sunday. It was Monday. And they let people go on Saturday?
Okay, you know what you're doing? You're doing the smarts. When he just
I'm trying to
confused
figure out,
the cuss word out of people.
I'm trying to figure out what it is. She was released on Sunday.
Friday.
On Friday. On Friday because her release date was
14. Would have fallen on a Sunday.
Okay, so that means she was sentenced on a...
Monday.
It doesn't matter what she was sentenced on.
Does anybody have smoke coming out of
14 days is 14 days.
Right.
Right.
First day of which is Monday. And then...
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Sorry. Sorry. Thank you very much.
You know, it's just a calendar.
Yeah.
You know. Okay, so did
the
you...
The voice of reason
not
you call
15 him? Days. Yeah. It's
did you,
14 days.
Hey, voice, did you ever land a plane?
Did I land a plane?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was no problem. I flying a plane is no problem.
Yeah. For the privilege.
Okay. All right. Listen, I just think that this was a benefit, as Dr. Captain Clark said, a benefit of being short. And here's something that I'm going to throw some more.
Spike, you've been on a plane. Have you ever been invited to fly it?
Yeah.
You have?
Yes.
Oh. Never mind.
Yeah. and it was terrific.
Oh.
Nice. What the heck is a 14-day sentence anyway? She wasn't in there long enough to get towels dirty.
No.
At all, really.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? And being short, they let her out 11,
yeah.
12, whatever it is.
Right,
now, hold on a second. Now, here's my thing. Here's
even
what I really think
about.
She'd
done the full stretch. She wouldn't even have tried all the food that they offer in the conference.
Yeah, really. That's four, that's 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, two weeks.
It's a fortnight.
Oh.
Yeah, because there's boiled eggs and Jell-O. Then there's Jell-O and boiled eggs.
Dude, stop talking. Answer the phone.
No, it stopped.
It's called a fortnight.
It stopped?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Got sent us to a fortnight.
It was probably our guest.
It probably was. It could have been, yeah. All right, so we'll just wait on pins and needles and hope that they hit the reply.
Yeah.
Let's see. So here, my thing is that the jails, and you guys might not know this. PW should know this because the jails are open 24/7, 7 days a week.
Yeah.
So and they release people 24/7,
seven days a week.
So how in the cuss word did she get out on a Friday? Because her release date's on a Sunday. Because they release some tall people on a Sunday.
Well, maybe she needed to go to church.
Huh?
She needed to go to
church. Money. Damn. Oh, man. Damn it. Okay. I don't understand
here
that.
Let's go again.
Let's try this again. Let's go ahead and hit this phone.
All right.
Hey, caller, welcome to the Spike on the Mic Show. How you sticking?
Oh, yes.
Outraged.
No. Why are you outraged?
Reverend.
Hello, my peeps at the SOTM. It's Reverend Al, your best friend.
That's our best friend. All right. Reverend Al, I don't know if you've been listening, but I'm going to ask your opinion on this. Do you think the fact that Felicity Huffman was white short, that she got out of jail on 12 days instead of standing all 14?
Because of white shorts, I think it's not.
Snort. Yeah.
Because she was scheduled to be released on Sunday, but they let her out on Friday because the release date is on a weekend, and they figured that we might as well go ahead and let her out now. If you was, let's say, a tall person, you'd have been in the whole while, wouldn't you?
I would have been there the whole time, waiting and biding my time.
There you go. Yeah. There you go, Rev.
Yeah. All right.
Is there anything else you want to throw?
I see next week there is a programming note live in St. Petersburg, Russia. via a big boat?
Well, yes, sir. Well, you know the internet is everywhere. The internet is everywhere.
We're not going that far. We're going St. Petersburg right across the bay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like the Bucks are surely out of gas. I know Jameis Winston can kiss my black ass.
Oh! I just found out that, well, I guess, of course we knew Reverend Al was tall, right?
It had to be tall.
It had to be tall. All right, Reverend Al, well, thank you for listening. And if you ever in St. Pete on the 813 or the, 721, if you're in St. Pete or Clearwater or Tampa, come by here. We'll love to stick a microphone in your mouth.
Actually, next week, come on out. Come on out to Ferg's.
We'll stick a microphone in your mouth.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's time to go. I've said enough. Don't need anyone at Hooters calling my bluff.
There you go. All right, listen. I don't want to dismerch all anxieties.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
No.
But that wasn't the. What you frown on? You know what all my anxieties
that,
is.
That wasn't the guest.
That wasn't the special call.
That wasn't a special call.
That was special to me.
Yeah. Okay. But he is one of our special listeners. Like I say. When what's the guy name in sales? Lawrence?
Bill, I thought you said.
Yeah, when Phil and Lawrence get off his job and give us some more.
I thought it was Fredler.
No, it's Phil. No. When Phil gets some more clients, then we're going to have to. Like,
and the Reverend hung up too soon because I wanted to tell him, so Felicity Huffman should have did more time so she could have had time to get some toilet prison wine.
Oh.
Exactly, because you're right. They can't make wine in 10 days, 11 days.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go out on a limb and say it was inappropriate, wrong, and not right for Felicity to get out in 11 days or whatever day she got out because they have release dates on the weekend. Notice for a fact, sure. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
Spike, have you ever done hard time?
Yes.
Okay, let me say, for record's sake, let's just say yes.
Okay. Well, then you know that...
that's it?
Well, then you know that 12 days is an awful long time to just sit and...
Oh, it's awful.
Let me ask this question.
24 hours is a long time, trust me.
Let's say 14 hours is the correct sentence. There's a difference between...
14 hours?
14 days.
Okay.
There's a difference between short people always getting the standard and tall people never getting it as opposed to... You know what I mean? It's like...
Wow.
Is it right, but only certain people get the right thing? Or is it wrong and only certain people get the wrong thing?
I'm going to go with... It's wrong.
Yeah.
It's
wrong.
All the time. Okay. Short, medium height, or tall.
Yeah, because it's hard to imagine a 14-day sentence for anything.
Like, and here's
I want all of my lights to be green lights, not
for
red
federal,
lights.
And for federal charges, too.
They get taller.
Yeah,
I mean, shorter.
Because there's big money involved.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. The person, Lisa, that's working the jail in releasing and booking, she was there Sunday.
Right.
She was printing release bands and getting all the commissary. When you put money in your package,
commissary money.
When your commissary
you
money.
Put money in your package. Damn.
I was thinking about the dollhouse. Sorry.
What about this? What about the kids who didn't get into college because of what she did? Do they have a civil suit against?
They should.
And I have a little. I'm not sure about that because if they had 100 people,
right.
They didn't say, okay, number 100, you out because we're gonna put Felicity Hoffman little daughter in. It was just we're gonna go to 100 people and we're gonna make her one of them. It ain't like they booted someone. This is
I thought she got a slot that she wouldn't have gotten otherwise.
Right. It's not like they had 100 people lined up and then Felicity gave them some money. Then they said, okay, number 100, you out and put her in there.
Okay.
They just said we're gonna get 100 people, put her in there. So there you go.
Didn't know.
Well, is it wrong for somebody who works at McDonald's to get free fries?
Yeah.
No, because that's the benefit of working at McDonald's.
Well, yeah.
They can't get free fries at Walgreens.
Well, these people are rich.
Nobody can get free fries
at Walgreens.
Yeah, exactly.
Son of a bitch.
Well, these people that don't work at McDonald's, all they have is their wealth. All these people have to get a perk is their wealth.
Their love.
Their wealth.
Oh, their wealth.
Their wealth.
Oh, that's all they... Oh, I feel bad for them now.
Yeah, they can't get free french fries.
No.
No,
they can
get all the french fries they want for money.
They can get all the french fries they want if they work at McDonald's.
Right.
If you don't work at McDonald's, you don't get the free fries. The Hossmans did not work at USC.
Suppose you were in a position that all your perks you had to pay for.
This you got to pay for it. It's not a perk.
Yeah, exactly. It's a thing you bought.
Yeah, really. It's the benefit of being tall, you know?
This is a story that happened in high school. We had a friend who worked at McDonald's, and three of us went up to see her. And she was going to give us the hookup with all the free food. But the manager was standing right behind her and staring at the register, so she had to punch it in.
Oh,
and it came to like $25.
Oh, God. Whoa.
Which gave us the moral ethical dilemma. Do we pay and not get our friend in trouble, or do we just say, nah, we're good, and just walk out?
Suspense? Oh.
We coughed up. We paid, guys. So, but that was a lot of money back then.
Yeah. Oh,
high school kids?
It still was.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of money right now.
Yeah.
I got a story. Not to outdo your story.
Okay.
Is that my friend worked at McDonald's. So three of us went into McDonald's to see where David, because he's going to hook us up. David was working in the drive-thru.
Uh-huh.
So three of us left McDonald's, got in my car, and went in the drive-thru. And as we drove around, David was saying, welcome to McDonald's, I'm going to help you. And we're like, okay, I have this, and some free stuff.
Oh, man.
Because only he could hear that.
I'm talking to clown's mouth, right? Yeah. Free fries, free fish, free quarter with cheese. And he's standing in the booth like,
this is a speaker.
Shut up. Yeah, because I guess it was going through the whole.
Yeah, there's probably another manager with a headset.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So he actually gave us what we ordered when we drove off. We're looking in the bag like, wait a minute. What happened to the free stuff? But then again, you're like, crime does not pay.
No.
That does not pay. All right, but then, listen, I guess we got to go ahead and move on. And Philippine Hoffman's.
That's probably the
I
worst
have one,
thing.
Too.
Philippine Hoffman.
I have one.
Okay, well, the voice of reason, I have a story to tell, too.
The presidents of the United States wrote me a letter and got me free food and clothing for 2 years.
You were drafted?
The rock band?
Show killer.
Well, yeah, but it was great.
You were drafted, though.
Yeah, I had an in.
Yeah.
Is it the band, the one that sings Peaches?
And Lump?
Oh, God.
The one that sings Peaches?
Moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches.
Yeah. That's President
moving
of the United States.
Moving to the country.
No, it was that Richard Nixon. It was Richard Nixon.
That line didn't fit Steve's
Yeah, name. Really. That was just boo-hoo-hoo.
Free food, free clothing. Yeah. I got to travel. All kinds of good perks.
Damn you.
Sure you did.
I knew somebody.
Absolutely.
All right, so listen, speaking of president, let's go ahead and do topic changing music.
Okay.
And now, a special treat on the Spike and the Mike Show, a famous guest is calling in during this segment.
Jose, you gotta say another famous guest, because the Rep and Rev called in.
Oh, he's not a special guest, though.
Yeah,
he's famous.
He's a listener and a caller, but...
Right.
It was the only perk I'm
gonna ask y'all that. I'm gonna ask y'all this question at the end of the show. Remind me, all right?
I don't know why Reverend Ralph doesn't do that stuff on his show. On
do you watch Saturday. It? Do you
yeah,
watch
it?
I can't. Yeah. I'm not a fan of that. All right, so now this is gonna be a good one here, and I need you guys' opinion on this. All right, you guys saw. If you didn't, did y'all see the football game? Oops. Did y'all see the baseball game last night?
Yes.
When the United States president of the United States.
Who watches baseball when football is on? Come on.
No.
Yeah, they both
I watched it, yeah.
All right, so my question.
I dozed off, looked and watched it, and dozed off and looked and watched it, yeah.
All right, here's a jump out there question. This has no topic.
Yeah.
But I'm going to ask you a question. Do you think it was appropriate to boo the president of the United States at the World Series? And let's, before you guys jump in there, let's do this in an orderly fashion.
Okay.
Because we're all going to have
all right,
different
who's
opinions.
First?
And I'll start out with the voice of reason.
Yeah, I think it's wrong. You got to respect the office.
All right. Dr. Captain Clark?
I think it's a perfectly civil form of civil disobedience. It's a form of protest that didn't hurt anybody.
Bill Smuts?
I agree with Captain Clark.
Mm. And Gas Man?
Perfectly appropriate. Same mistake in the knee during the national anthem.
I don't think it's necessarily appropriate, but I do think that it's nothing really wrong with it. I mean, it's like...
What's wrong and appropriate?
What's appropriate about it, booing somebody?
Hold on a second. Let me get one more. PWs.
Oh, I agree with Captain Clark. Yeah.
Shit.
Totally appropriate.
What was his statement? What did he say?
He said...
It was a nonviolent way to protest. Yeah. It was a perfectly...
safe way
people
to
work. People were just letting their opinions be known in a group.
All right, okay, so.
A public gathering.
All right, okay, now listen.
Yeah. What am I listening
to? They didn't swear. They didn't threaten anybody, you know.
All right, so everyone who thinks
they
that.
They could have shot him.
Yeah.
You know.
Nobody everyone, did that.
Everyone who thinks that it was wrong. Did anybody say it was wrong?
Steve said it was wrong.
Anyone that thought that it was wrong.
Steve is like a kiss ass.
Well,
for
Steve's the voice of reason.
Is it ever right to boo somebody?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boo, Steve. Boo.
Yeah.
See, that's not right.
Can you go back to your last joke?
Captain Clark.
Yeah.
You, of all people, I would think would back me up on
don't
this.
Like to be booed.
Well, nobody said
I mean, you
wasn't.
Have a comedy act, and I'm sure you're booed all the time.
No, I never get booed. Hey, you're wrong about that.
Ooh.
Well,
okay.
I get paid to not get booed.
Well, very good, but damn. I can't imagine that.
But if I failed to deliver and people booed, I don't have a problem with that. I didn't deliver, and you know, they're letting their unhappiness be known. I'd rather have that than somebody want to fight me.
And if someone who sings, if my voice is terrible,
they
say you boo and I suck. You suck then.
That's the risk.
I might weep uncontrollably, but boo me.
Right. All right. So
it doesn't feel good, but I wouldn't say it's harmful.
So in the same vein, how about the chant "lock him up"? Is that inappropriate?
Oh, it's totally appropriate because he had people saying "lock her up." For no damn reason.
So it was a quick pro crow.
He had that in his holster the whole week.
He did.
He said one the whole week. Well, actually, when you put it that way, I can kind of see a quid pro quo there.
Yeah.
All right. Dr. Captain Clark?
Yeah, I don't think I have a problem with that. It's not profane. It's not threatening. It's just something to say. And, it's easy to chant.
Right.
You know.
Bill Smuts?
I'm for the freedom of expression through voice. Yes.
All right. So I'm digging the fact that all you guys are American and y'all love it. So everyone said this.
You realize Schmatz is almost colored now. You know, he's almost colored. Yeah.
Can you still say that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
PW loves working blue, don't he?
I'm pretty damn consistent.
No. So my thing is, and here's, I think it was awesome that they booed that mother trucker because.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, because everyone is claiming, and I think Voice of Reason said, you have to respect the.
Office,
yeah.
Right. Does he respect the office?
No. But that's an opinion. What happened when people booed President Obama?
Oh, I don't know.
Now, is that bad? Is that bad then?
No,
it was just everybody. No,
also, it was not just, that many people booed him.
Yeah, really. Who booed him besides you?
There are plenty of people out there.
You could actually hear Schmatz.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah, really.
But that's my point. You're okay with it because it's President Trump, not because of the whole situation. I'm okay with it whether it be President Trump, President Obama, President whatever.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter who it is.
Yeah, I totally agree with Schmatz.
But Spike is not okay with it if it was President Obama.
Spike is...
He's only okay with it because it's Trump.
No, I think he's okay with it if it was...
Yeah, I think it's okay to do it.
Well, you just said they should do it, so you're saying because he doesn't respect the office.
Right.
And if someone felt differently than you and booed Obama because they didn't think he respected the office... Are you saying the same thing you're saying right now?
I have no problem with booing that individual.
I think what we all said too. It's like fine.
Nope.
The boy said respect the office.
Everyone else said it was there, but you've actually
because you're like a kiss up though, you know.
You're saying that they should have, as opposed to.
I said it's okay to.
Okay. All right. Well, now you were a little more vehement in your. Approval.
Yes.
Yes.
Because he deserved it.
But
you can respect the office without respecting the person.
Yeah, it's just fine.
Your opinion.
I'm not arguing. I don't necessarily think that booing the president's there, but if that's your way of expressing it, then so be it.
I don't know what you just said. Dr. Cam Clark.
Yes.
So we all good with booing 45.
Even take 45 out of the equation. I'm okay with booing anybody you have a problem with, as opposed to doing other things that would be far worse than booing somebody.
Right.
Even if it hurts their feelings really bad.
Yeah.
It's still pretty minor, pretty mild.
You shouldn't poke them with a stick.
I mean, I'll boo a pitcher on my favorite baseball team for giving up a 3-run homer. Yeah. So,
right. And what I was wondering how you guys' opinion would be on that, because Gas Man, Voice of Reason, and Dr. Kevin Clark, you guys have worn the uniform. Did you? You didn't wear a uniform, did you?
Yes, I did.
You was in the
service? I was the police.
Yeah, but you went in the service.
No, that's a uniform.
Yeah, but you did it.
That's a goddamn costume.
Mine was a costume, too.
Yeah. Right, and Smots never wore a uniform, so I figured you guys who have to do that.
That's a actionable crime if you do it in the military.
Yeah.
Because he's your commander-in-chief. He's the highest one on your... Oh man!
I remember when he said during the inauguration, these guys and the soldiers love me. No, they can't say it. They're not allowed to say.
Yeah, they're not allowed to offer an opinion either way. They got to do whatever he says.
Yeah.
So.
Right. And so I've been hearing rumblings of they saying that it looks bad because this is on the world stage and everybody sees that we're booing.
Oh.
So.
No. Oh man!
Sorry about your penis.
The leader of the free world.
I don't. That's why I disagree. I don't like it, but I don't like it when Obama was booed either. So it's not like but they have the certain right, and I'm not arguing against them in that case.
Also, there's the context that Washington D.C. is a very liberal area. He might have gotten different response if he'd gone to a game in Houston.
Exactly.
Which Houston did. Yeah, Houston actually, the owner actually went to the booth and said hello to him.
Right.
Right. But
like George Bush, as much problem as people had with the last George Bush, I don't remember him ever getting booed at any event all the time.
Yeah, no. And he went
in Texas.
Not in Texas. But when he threw out the first pitch in Washington.
Yeah.
At a game, they booed him.
But was it because the pitch sucked, or was it because of him?
Yeah, it could have been.
Take your pick. Yeah. He wasn't booed in September of 2001 when he threw a pitch at Yankee Stadium.
At what time?
Okay.
Right after 9/11.
Yeah, right. What's on set?
Right, but he threw out a pitch in Washington, D.C. at the Nationals.
Sure.
And they booed him. Not because they were in Washington, it's because whatever he did at the time was sucking. So my whole thing is that it's okay to boo and stop all this BS about it looks bad on America to boo the leader of the free world.
No.
I mean, anyone who says it doesn't know what America was founded on, which is the right to express your opposite opinion.
Think about it, if you're one of those fans and you have a strong feeling about this guy, are you obligated to applaud to respect the office?
No.
You know, even if you don't feel like applauding for him?
Good point.
And are you obligated to just remain silent?
You know, everybody gave Colin Kaepernick crap and then the players that kneeled because, it's not appropriate. Well, the fans are in the stands and they put this guy up on the scoreboard.
Right.
I think they're entitled to let their feelings about what's on the scoreboard be known.
So that's what I was thinking. Colin Kaepernick, he's being ostracized or dogged out or whatever the word is because of people's opinion. I don't know where I'm going with this, but people's opinion. Just like I think 45 should be ostracized and beat up because of people's opinion. All right, good. I brought that home.
People can do two things. They can vote, and then they can let people know they're pissed off.
It's
right.
It's okay.
Yeah, that's all they can really do.
Yep. I'm good with that. Thank you. How about let's go ahead and do topic change of music.
And now it's time for our special guest who's calling in during this segment on the Spike and the Mike Show.
I can't believe that we had this thing lined up.
Yeah, I know.
I know. This never happened.
I know. Nobody ever sticks you.
I'm ready for the caller, too. Yeah. I got questions.
I was ready now.
I wrote a whole list.
And when I look at my text, I'm going to see what you guys have to do. You have to give me the suggestions for the new name
of you
guys and the suggestion of, sorry, I missed it.
Never mind.
Yeah.
What?
Okay. All right, here we go.
All right, and now, ladies and gentlemen, time for a special guest calling in on the Spike on the Mic Show.
Okay, speaking of the special guest, how do I handle this the next time I see special guests? Now, let's see, it's a male, it's a female, But if I see, right. see this person, how do I handle this?
Ignore them. Don't even speak.
Do I just totally slap them?
No, kick them in the nuts.
Ask if they forgot or they got busy. Say, hey, I thought you were going to call in.
Is this a close special guest, somebody you've known for a while?
I've known this person for a while.
Yeah.
All right, how about this? Yeah. How about you make them feel bad for missing the call and say, well, you can come and sit in and be in person? Because the in-person guests are better than the phone calls anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good
Yeah, because you can poke them.
I'm not a name dropper, but I saw Fred McGriff in Publix a couple days ago. I could ask him, ask him to be on the show.
Oh, we hung up on Fred McGriff.
He's been on the show.
Is this he's been on the show.
Yeah, we hung up on him.
Is this, you did?
Yeah.
Is this someone, is this someone that knows you do a show, or have you had to try to tell them that you do a show? Do they know you do a regular show?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Spike, how about this? Oh, my God, are you all right?
Oh, that's great.
Oh, try that?
Yeah, and then I know you were in the hospital Monday night when
you
the show was
been,
on.
Yeah.
You must have been.
Sorry. Since we got big time, maybe I should big time our special guest.
No, no, I think I think would work.
I think they get one strike at least, don't they?
Yeah.
No, I think you should big time them.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, dude, you know, you listen. You
didn't do it with other people.
Dude,
done
we know it's a guy now.
Yeah.
Or do you call a chick?
See,
dude?
I'm saying
some of my female friends, dude, too.
That's universal. Dude. You know, like, hey, come here, dude.
But it's a dude, though.
It's a dude. Yeah,
I'm assuming he is in the hospital.
Me also.
Oh, no, I'm assuming since he's willing to let it slide, it's a tall person.
Oh yeah, that's probably true.
That's an excellent point.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They're on to you.
Yeah, really.
What about the time a certain terrestrial radio host big-timed this show, and now you work part-time on that terrestrial radio host show?
Yeah. Which one?
The one you forgave, apparently.
Yeah.
The one we hear you regularly on Fridays.
Yes.
Okay, the host or the co-host?
The host.
The co-host has been on the show.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, no, but here's the thing. The host keeps saying, I want to come on the show.
Oh, that's
But he can't.
And I've heard him say that.
But it's total blowing.
He never does.
Yeah, it's on his.
Doesn't the host, if you're saying that it's there, do they do a regular show?
Yeah, they does.
So they would have had to call during one of their commercial breaks.
And listen, we don't like to bombard or tax our guests and callers a lot. We get them in and we get them out. You know, because Phil,
like we did with Fred McGriff.
Hey, I like Fred. Come on, man.
Oh, you too. But he was literally on the show for like 3 minutes, and Spike's like, "Well, we gotta go.
All right, we gotta go now."
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I can't think of another question. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Nope. Let's go ahead and clarify that.
I talked to him for 10 minutes in Publix last week.
What happened was, Phil in sales overbooked our guests.
Right, we had three callers that night.
Right, so everyone, you called it 7:25, 7:30, and 7:35.
So three guests got blown off.
Right,
one of them was Fred.
And if you know,
we started with the guy that flushes the toilet.
Well, I should apologize to him.
That ate up a lot of time. Yeah.
I'm just saying our phone system sometimes we don't like to give our
blame it on the phone system.
Yeah, I don't want to give our callers
or the producer under the bus. Yeah,
I knew it must be me.
We didn't even get a chance to ask Fred if this is the hitting school that gets results.
You know what?
Yeah.
Phil, if you're listening, we're gonna get you on the show.
Oh,
either
sure
come
you will.
Not you. We'll get Fred on the show. Call in.
Have Fred come in.
Or come sit in here.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I'd love Fred to sit
next
in.
Next time I see him, I'll tell him to come on the show.
Yeah.
Go to the same grocery store.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let's go ahead and just close
this
out.
I haven't signed so much stuff, it'd be embarrassing.
Yeah.
Spike, you have to forgive people.
He does?
Yeah.
I'm still, okay. All right, listen. We did that day, we did that, we did that. Right, let's just go ahead and just lock this out right here. All right, do you guys know there's been a study by the Independent Network of KV?
What?
Yeah.
The Independent Network of KV.
It's powered by
KV.
A friend of mine's named Kevin. He's pretty cute.
Damn that. Forget that part. There's been a study that says that visitors into your home can make a form and opinion about your home. They can judge your home in 38 seconds.
I see that.
38
seconds.
Yep,
I can't
tell.
Totally.
They have 10 things that they say that will cause someone to judge your home.
My feeling is if they just walk past the cat box, they've got an opinion.
Or if you smell a cat box when you walk in.
Exactly, oh,
Jesus Christ.
That's it. It's over. Yeah.
All right, so let's go down. What do you think is the number 10 thing? We'll go up from 10 up to bottom. 10 to 1.
How did this get to be a countdown?
Because there are 10 things.
Was I talking during that? Yeah.
Are they listed and from least important to most important or most important to least?
10 things that
this is
what?
Number 10. So
that,
this be
that a visitor into your home will be able to tell that you are.
By the way, 10th would be the hardest to guess.
All right.
I mean, first should be the easiest.
Yes. So mine should be first, cat box.
All right. Yeah. And we'll go with, we'll call that.
Odor.
Smell?
Odor. Smell, yeah.
Smell. Okay, yeah, that's number one. Ding.
Bang,
ding,
man,
ding.
I got it.
All right, what do you think with number two would be?
Well, I've always been judged on size.
So the size of the home. Or how big you are inside of the home.
Yes. Yeah.
Perfect.
And is she usually happy about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, do a lot of people crowd into your big house?
Right. No comment.
Do you step back and hold it, you know, so that everybody can see it?
Do you have one of them magnifying
mirrors? You can't hold up a house.
In your bathroom?
Okay, maybe, what is that, 7?
No, that didn't make it.
Oh, that wasn't even on the list?
It wasn't even on the list.
Oh, all that's right. Good.
Yeah, here we go. Gas man?
Cleanliness.
Cleanliness. That would be, I don't know where that would be.
What?
Dirty windows?
Okay, let's go with
that's
that.
Not on the list. All cleanliness is not on the list. Or size.
Mm. Well, they want specifics.
No, I like dirty windows. Really. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Tell you what.
How about
all right.
Hot and stuffy?
Hold on a second. You already guessed. It's time for the voice of reason. Voice, you already did your size. You
okay,
good.
Apparently I got your guess. Temperature.
Yes. Damn. That's number deuces.
All right.
Just that.
Captain Reason.
I'm going to say clutter, which is different than cleanliness. Clutter. Stuff all over the place.
Bro, no. That didn't make it.
All right.
Smots?
The modernness of the furniture and or walls, just how modern it is.
Oh, yeah. Furniture is one of them. Here's a ding, yes. And
all right.
And hey, should I give him this color of the walls?
Sure, yeah.
He just modern and color is the same thing. Not color.
Yeah.
All right.
It always comes down to color.
Always does. PWs?
I went first.
But we got six more.
We're back to you.
I got the smell.
We got to come more.
Oh, we
got
to go more?
Yeah.
We
got 8 minutes.
All right.
You're supposed to be thinking about this.
Legos on the floor.
Ooh. No. There's an ant. You're hitting the wrong button. All right, gas man.
No, I gave it to myself.
A dirty bathroom.
I'm gonna go with that with dirty windows.
All right, there we go.
You have a bathroom
than a
dirty window.
Toilet. Yeah. In a bathroom.
All right, you guys are terrible at this.
Okay.
All right, boys.
Lighting.
No. These things are stupid. I don't. Why did I pick this topic?
I don't know. It was your idea.
It was my idea. All right. Dr. Captain Clark.
I'm going to say grease fire. If there's an active grease fire
that's
going
probably
on in the
bad.
Kitchen,
that is probably
they're
going to
totally judge you. Like, why do you have a grease fire?
Yeah.
Over there burning.
That's on fire.
That's a 3 alarm right there. Yeah.
Doesn't matter what color the walls are.
Does anyone know how to
fire.
Put out, how do you safely put out a grease fire? Does anybody?
Welcome. Soda? Thank you for coming over. I got a question. Can you put out a grease fire?
Yeah, because we're kind of about to burn up.
If you put it out in time, we can have something to eat.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to give you a ding. That goes with if your ornaments are dirty.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Your ornaments.
There's a Christmas tree in the house?
Sad.
Yeah.
What if your Christmas tree's up in May?
Oh,
that's judgment right there.
Then you got issues.
You're a redneck woman.
Yeah. Boys, the reason you want to bring it home?
Grass. Is your grass mowed?
Is your grass in your house mowed?
All right, is this back to checking you?
No.
With size?
Hey, you know what? Smuts, give me one more, then I'm just going to tell you all the damn answers.
Go ahead. You're set.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. I'm going from number 10 to number 1. All right, if the ornaments in your house are dusty, then people are going to judge that your house is something.
Dusty.
If a Christmas tree is up.
The colors of your walls.
How long is your Christmas tree up for the ornaments to get dusty?
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well,
from Thanksgiving to Christmas. They get that dusty in a month?
And that's knickknacks, and it comes down to cleanliness.
11 months, yeah.
You need to get your vents, air conditioning.
Yeah.
All right. How well kept your furniture is. So if your furniture is like don't got
has
holes
butt
in
prints
it,
in
oh,
it.
Must
yeah,
be.
Really, really.
What if you got those plastic sheets on them? Oh. Make a judgment on that.
They'll start with it.
Sure.
And how about this one? I'm sorry. And how about this one? What books that you own?
Oh, that's a
that's
good
one.
Oh,
yeah.
What? That's a good one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
One. Y'all like that better than the grease fire?
Oh, well, yeah.
Stupid well, books I, on your I, shelf. You're what, probably a stupid yeah. person.
What if in your bookshelf,
people's books.
What if in your bookshelf you had a collection of Hustler or you had, you know, the...
Been in my apartment?
They would judge you They would judge you differently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, you know, some timely classics.
Yeah.
Mm, like... Going with the wind.
Because if you know if the Hustlers are in there, they realize they got a lot of cleaning to do before they buy it.
Mm. Yeah, all right, exactly. How comfortable your furniture
scrubbing.
Is.
Scrubbing. Yeah.
Scrubbing like crazy.
Yeah.
Spoken like a realtor.
Speaking of classics, Dolphins are wearing the classic throwbacks tonight.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that, Fitzpatrick.
Hey, let's stick to the topic.
Okay.
There we go. Stay. Okay, so listen, we got a couple more things.
Okay.
They're saying how comfortable your furniture is.
Comfortable?
Yeah, comfortable.
Yeah,
comfortable, like, that's so, different from maintained.
So you walk. So you have to walk in somebody's house and sit down within 38 seconds to come to that.
Oh, yeah, that's really quick.
You usually offer somebody a seat within that.
Yeah,
time.
That doesn't fit into it. No.
And whether your carpet has been vacuumed or not.
Yeah.
Some things they judge.
Floors, you know, that cleanliness.
That carpet thing takes good eyesight.
Yeah.
You know, I have poor eyesight.
If you got white.
So I don't see any of that.
If you got white carpet.
My house looks spotless as long as I can't focus. Yeah.
You know what else takes really good eyesight? Washing the dishes and taking the garbage out.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. When Roz does the dishes.
That's why you have kids.
It's all screwed up. Yeah.
I got it.
Oh.
That, all right. Well, you guys got the other. You guys got one and two. One and two. Two was...
It's basically clean smell and temperature. That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, and because all those other ones are all
clean. What about furniture?
Exactly.
What about
the furniture? If the furniture's clean, is it dated, is it old? I mean,
no, if that's not...
Three things. He said three things. Clean, smell, and furniture.
Isn't smell the most dominant scent?
Yeah,
oh, totally.
I think it is.
And I believe I got
that. And you got that on the first guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Schmontz can answer this. There's an urban legend. Do realtors
urban?
Often make cookies in houses they're showing?
Or open houses, yes, they do. They'll find a candle or something that burns the smell of that.
Okay.
Not or they'll cooking. Bring opium with
it. Yeah, because there are sprays now that you can get that will actually.
Because that's an important factor coming into the house.
So what do? You bring sprays, candles, or cookie dough?
Only for the bathroom in case someone has to go.
Yes. Sprays that smell like cookies.
You're looking at that poopery. Yeah. That stuff is awesome.
All right, how about this urban lesson to someone that sells houses? Do you have to de-black your house?
De-black? What's that mean?
Oh. Yeah, it means you have to take the velvet paintings down.
the Martin Luther King down. Get down the Martin Luther King.
The black Jesus.
Yeah. The neon.
The black Jesus.
Yeah.
Is that in there?
It is one thing.
It is.
Happens I have a listing that is a black couple. So,
right.
Yeah.
You go tell them.
I did not tell them that they have to de-black their house. No.
What would you do?
That is an unwritten
rule. You probably should have.
You have to take out all the Ebony magazines. You have to take all the black people off the wall. You have to put in all those canned photographs of people like at Sears or somewhere.
You got
to
put up a white Jesus?
Yeah, really.
Did you say deboning magazines?
Yeah, Ebony.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
You're going to have to take
the big one, the Black Life.
You're going to have to take them collard greens out of the fridge.
It's easier to just get Jet. Jet is smaller. It's easier to...
Oh, man.
But it's just a knowledge of nugget. Ebony's you guys, that's how it is.
Yeah.
You have to de-black your house if you want to sell it.
Oh, man.
Let me ask this question. What if you walked into a white person's house and they had a picture of Black Jesus up? Or a picture of Martin Luther King up?
How would I know it's a white person? Short person.
No, it's something you go to a white person's home.
Because you know it's a black person's
like,
house.
Like, my friend is white. They invited me home. I'm coming over on Saturday to watch the game or whatever. You go in, and there's a big picture of Martin Luther King on the wall.
Right.
You'd have to say something.
I have to say something.
Oh, my God, you blacked up the house for me.
Yeah, you talled up the house. You know, we got to stop using...
This is a nice house, but I got to ask about the picture.
Yeah, got to ask about
it. I got to know what's going on.
What that tall
one of these things is not like...
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
And then they would say, you have a problem with Martin Luther King? I'm like, no, of course not. I'm just wondering.
Uh-oh. I like that.
I don't even think we have time to...
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to figure out... Oh, next week, we're going to be at Ferg's. And St. Pete, right next to the Tropicana Field.
Yes. And I can speak real quick for what we all learned today is that your special guests are not that special.
Yes, they're not.
and I figure, I'll give you updates on you guys aren't the illegal riffraff in the shipping containers anymore. We'll find out what the text contains. I'm out. Holla back.